Police Headquarters calling Cruiser 59. Cruiser 59. At the Red Star Lunch Room. 2341 Rexford. A disturbance. That's all.
Well, what's happened?
I don't know.
A man shot in there.
Well, who is he?
There was
a man shot.
Where?
In the lunchroom.
Bandit, come on, get out of the way there, will you?
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
Who is it, Mike?
Andy Green. He's been out of plainclothes detail for a month. Quick, give me a hand here.
Hey, lift him on that chair, that dirty rat.
How is he?
He's dead.
Hey, where are you going?
I ain't used to things like this, officer. Just going outside for a breath of air.
That's what you think. Bring that kid over here, Tim.
Yeah, just come along and don't make no fuss, young fella. Here he is, Mike.
You work here?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Eddie Myers.
See this man shot?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess so.
Yeah, well, that is,
anybody else in here when he was shot?
No, sir. Nobody excepting the guys who shot him.
Did you see them?
Yes, sir.
Better take that phone and call in, Tim. I'm taking this kid down to headquarters for questioning. Come along, son.
Now, Eddie, as I understand it, you were the only other person in the lunchroom tonight when Detective Green was killed. Is that right?
Yeah.
And if we're going to find out anything about this, it's up to you to tell us all you know, right?
I guess it is, sir.
Good. How old are you, Eddie?
19.
How long have you been working at the Red Star Lunch?
Just a little over a month.
What did you do before that?
Oh, nothing much, I guess. I was looking for work and
I see. What time did you come to work tonight?
11 o'clock. I work until 6 in the morning.
And what time did Detective Green come in the lunchroom?
Just after midnight, sir.
I see. Now, kid, I want you to tell us everything that happened after Detective Green came into the lunchroom. Don't omit a thing. Tell us everything just as you remember it.
Well, I was polishing the coffee urn when he came in. He hung his hat up on the rack and came over and sat down at the counter. I tossed him a minute.
Give me a hamburger and a cup of coffee, kid.
Yes, sir. Everything on the burger?
Cut the onion.
Right. Cold outside.
Not very.
It's pretty cold along about 3 in the morning. How do you want it? Well done?
Yeah. Not very busy in here tonight, are you?
Never are. Used to have a lot of business, I hear, but it ain't been so good lately. Coffee now?
Yeah.
There you are.
Say, kid, you haven't seen a couple of guys around here with a truck, have you?
Not tonight. Why?
Nothing. Just skip it. You got a customer, kid.
Something for you, sir?
Yeah, I want to see this copper.
Cop?
Yeah, this guy's a plain clothes dick, ain't you? Who wants to know? Hey, you copper.
Hey, look out. Look out behind you.
That'll fix you, you dirty dick. Hey, what's the big idea?
That kid, he saw you plug the dick. He'll blow his head off.
Did you get him?
I think so. I saw him fall. Come on, let's get out of here.
So I crawled out from under the counter just about the time they called the cops.
I see. Well, it's a lucky thing for you that you made that dive, kid. Otherwise, we'd been trying to solve a double murder with no witnesses at all. You think you'd know these men if you saw them again?
You bet your life. I'd know these two guys 50 years from now.
Good. Hand me those pictures of Savoldi and Garcius in the basket there, Riley.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Take a look at these two birds, kid. Are those the men who killed Green?
Yeah, both of them.
Good guess, Captain.
There wasn't much guessing about it, Mike. Andy Green had been trailing that gang for a week. They found it out, and Rox Pedrotti decided to put the finger on him.
Pedrotti?
Yeah, he's the head of the waterfront gang. And that lunchroom was a perfect spot for the job. Has a door at each end. One of these mugs took Green's attention from one door while the other rat slipped in and shot him.
That's the way they done it, Captain.
Don't worry. We'll send those two rats to the chair, and this kid here is the one who'll do it for us. You're not going to lose your memory when the time comes for you to tell it to the jury, are you, kid?
No, sir. Them guys shot a cop, and they ought to have to pay for it.
Good boy. He'll make a perfect witness. Take him down and lock him up.
Hey, now you can't do that. Hey, that ain't right.
Come in. You busy, Captain? Not at all. Sit down, Riley.
Thanks, Captain.
What's on your mind, Mike?
Well, I've been talking to that kid we're holding as a witness against Savali and Gosches.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, he's terribly worried about that job of his, Captain. He's afraid if he's held in jail until the trial, the Greek who runs the lunchroom will have a new boy.
Well, you know why I'm holding him, don't you, Riley?
Yeah, you're afraid he'll run away.
Not at all. That kid's on the level. He'll stick.
Well, what are you holding him for, then?
Because his life wouldn't be worth 2 cents if we let him out of jail.
You mean...
I mean that nothing would suit Gosches and Savoli more than to have the state's star witness out of the way.
Yeah, but we got Savoli and Gosches in the jail awaiting trial.
Doesn't make any difference. Rox Pedrotti would have the kid bumped off an hour after we turned him loose. Maybe he'd do it himself.
Do it himself?
Yes. We've got two of his rodmen in the jug, and the Clinton gang got another one of them last week. Rox is probably getting short-handed. There's every possibility that he'd do the job himself.
Gosh, Cap. You've hit the nail on the head.
What do you mean?
Look, for a year almost, we've been trying to get the goods on Pedrotti. Every time we think we got him, he hires some clever mouthpiece and slips out.
What are you leading up to, Riley?
Just this. We'll use the kid as a decoy.
Decoy?
Yeah. A decoy to get Rox Pedrotti out in the open. Listen, let the kid out of jail, send him back to his job. Wilson and I will watch him every minute. We'll never let him out of our sight. And if Pedrotti or any one of his mob make a move against him, we nab him, red-handed.
No, nothing doing, Mike.
Why, what's wrong with the idea?
Well, first place, it's too risky. Second place, it wouldn't be fair to the kid.
Yeah, but Wilson and I'll watch him every minute.
Nah, I'm afraid of it, Mike.
But we want to get our hands on Pedrotti, don't we?
You know that.
Well, give my plan a chance to work. I'll be responsible for the kid. Come on, what do you say, Captain?
It's a big risk.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
All right, I'll do it. Here's an order to the jailer for the kid's release. Trail him every minute.
Yes, sir.
And Mike.
Yes, sir.
Heaven help you if anything happens to that kid.
Hello, kid.
Hello, Mr. Riley.
Well, how have they been treating you?
All right. They've been doing all they can for me, I guess.
Been feeding you all right?
I can't complain. I do wish they let me out of here, though. It took me 3 months to find that job at the lunchroom. And if I ain't back inside of a week, Joe'll get another boy. He told me that today.
Well, that's what I came down to see you about. I've been talking to the captain. He says if you promise not to run away before the trial, he lets you go back to your job.
Gee, that'd be swell.
You wouldn't try to take it on the lam, would you?
No, of course not. I want to see those mugs get what's coming to them, don't I?
All right, kid. Get your things. I'll take you to your room, and you can get back in your job tonight.
Gee, thanks.
That's all right. Oh, here's a newspaper. It's got your name in it. You'll probably enjoy reading about it. It tells how you were released and sent back to work.
Thanks. I ain't never had my name in the paper before.
Well, let's hope it ain't in there again in a different story.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. Come on, Eddie.
What do you want, boss?
Cup of coffee.
Same here.
Coming up. There you are. Anything else?
Anything else, boss?
No.
Why don't you give it to him and have it over with, boss?
I'm running this show.
All right, but if it was me...
Come here, kid.
Something else?
No. I hear they had a row in here the other night.
Yeah, killed a detective. It's in the papers. I got my name.
Never mind, I read it. Did you see this guy get bumped off?
Yeah, I was standing right here. They shot him down without giving him a chance. But the cops got him all right.
You put the finger on him, didn't you?
What do you mean?
I mean you identified him.
Yeah, down at headquarters. It was easy.
Hmm. How's your health, kid?
Me? I feel fine.
You don't look so good to me.
Huh?
You look sick. Like you needed a change.
I never felt better in my life.
Listen, kid. You're sick. You need a change of climate. Here's $500. Take it and beat it. I don't care where you go, but get out of town.
You're kidding me.
Yeah? Wait a minute, Spike. Pick up that dough, kid. Get out of town. Don't let nobody know where you go, and don't come back. Now, scram.
Gee, I gotta think this over.
Yeah, well, make it snappy.
Oh, why monkey with a clown? Let me give it to him.
Shut up. Well, what about it, kid?
No, sir. Nothing doing.
Listen, you sap.
I know what you're trying to do, but I won't play your game. I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to see that those dirty rats get what's coming to them.
Okay, Spike, do your stuff.
Hey, Aaron, the bulls, this way, quick.
Go look, Ralph.
Right.
Drop that gun, Spike, you'll get the same thing your boss got.
Yeah, I'll drop it.
What's the matter, Mike?
Don't know, Cap. The door at my end was stuck or something.
Did they get the kid?
I'm afraid so. I saw this skunk pump 2 shots into him.
Well, get around behind that counter and find out, quick.
Me? I'm all right.
Thank God for that. I'm sorry, kid. I was watching everything, but when I tried to crash through the door back here, it was stuck.
It wasn't stuck.
What?
I figured that it was too big a job for me to watch both doors, so I nailed that one up.
Well, I'm glad that Rodman missed you, kid, or it would have been curtains for both of us.
Oh, he didn't miss me.
What do you mean?
I had him sized up when they came in here, and when I was drawing their coffee, I stuck this inside my coat. How's this for a bulletproof vest?
Look, Cap, for the love of Pete, a waffle drizzle.
Thank you.